Mr. President, you need to make a decision. My people are ready to go, sir. Just say the word. Sir, the intelligence reports suggest the lab in this photograph will be fully operational within the next 48 hours. While you're waiting for confirmation, Astovia will have fissile uranium in a matter of days. Yes, sir, it is, but we believe the report is correct. With all due respect, Mr. President, the time for diplomacy has passed. We need your answer, sir. Go or no go.
Rain, rain, don't go away. We want to make homemade cookies today. Peanut butter cookies in 20 minutes. Warm, chewy, and delicious beyond belief, especially when you sandwich them with some frosting. Suddenly the day feels a whole lot sunnier.
Senator Kelly, why do you bring me here? What do you want?
Your life. You see, Senator Kelly, like you, I believe that mutants and normal humans cannot live together in peace. The war for survival must begin now, while we mutants are strong and you are still divided. Your assassination would have ignited that war. I flew to Washington to witness the beginning of a new age, but the X-Men saved you. It's up to me to finish what others have started. Boom, 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 boom. No, please. I've got a family, children. Be quiet. When I was a boy, I saw men executed, women and children, each night. I swore to myself, never again. But we must prevail. Goodbye, Senator. Mutant liberation begins.
Sentinels!
Fools, do you think robots can resist the master of magnetism?
This series of sentinels is made of plastics, not metals. Your magnetic powers are useless against us.
This entire ship is my weapon.
So I turned on the TV and there was this documentary about these guys climbing Mount Everest. And so I started thinking, wow, look how brave they are. Looking death in the face. No way they'd be so anxious to ask you. So then it occurred to me, if I were to climb Everest, a little thing like this would be as easy as a walk in the park. I know I should have told you first. It's crazy, I just went. So the next thing you know, I'm swinging in a nylon tent 25,000 feet up in the air, blowing huge grapefruit-sized rocks and sheets of ice as big as manhole covers through the air in every direction all around us. And the whole time, all I can think of, going round and round in my head, rehearsing over and over again, is you and what I'm going to say to you. So after 4 days, the storm passes. And miraculously, somehow, Gus and I are still alive. We climb up to the highest point on Earth. And up there, I feel like a god. I tell Gus to call me Zeus. And there I am, looking out in every direction, as far as the eye can see, over my kingdom. And suddenly, I'm overcome by the most incredible, life-altering revelation.
You will watch your great city burn, Batman. Then I will give you permission to die.
Not on my watch, Bane.
Joker, we're just trying to put a little smile on your face.
I think that everything must go back to the fact that I had a very anxious childhood. You know, my mother never had any time for me. You know, when you're the middle child of a family of 5 million, you don't get any attention. I mean, how is it possible? I've always had these abandonment issues which plagued me. My father was basically a drone, like I said. The guy flew away when I was just a larva. And my job, don't get me started on, because it really annoys me. I was not cut out to be a worker, I'll tell you right now. But I don't have any other options. The whole system just makes me feel insignificant.
Excellent. You've made a real breakthrough.
I have?
Yes, Z, you are insignificant.
I am?
Yes, you know people ask me, Doctor, why are you always happy? And I tell them, it's mind over matter. I don't mind that I don't matter. Do you get it?